Hey, welcome back to our lead generation series for MSPs. In this video, I'm going to be showing you how to get started with lead generation ads. I'll go into some of the practical steps that you can deploy in your MSP to get started with these. We have worked with over 500 MSPs to date here at IT Rockstar since 2016 now. So we have a lot of data in regards to running these ads, what works well, and what doesn't work so well, some lessons that we've learned the very hard way so that you don't have to. So the first thing when it comes to running these ads on let's say, for example, it doesn't matter what platform you run them on, are having a clear offer or lead magnet. Now, what does that actually mean? It means you need to give the user that sees your advert some reason, like a really good reason to actually go and want to enter their details to receive what it is that you're offering. And the whole point behind this offer is to get them to click so that you can capture their details in the lead form. So the offers that we see that work the best are actually webinars, okay? And there is one main reason that webinars work so well. And that is because you get to form a relationship with the prospects that you're generating with these leads, okay? So you have 20 or 30 minutes in front of the camera where you can be the subject matter expert to these prospects. You can't do the same with an ebook or like a downloadable PDF report. It's just not the same. Webinars work the best. That's what we've seen that works the best. But you have all three options that are open to you. And there's more than that as well. We know some really amazing lead magnets that we actually use within the webinars themselves to drive engagement. So that's the first thing, is having a clear offer. The second thing when it comes to lead gen ads is the methodology behind the ads. So when you'll speak to a lot, you'll see it. If you go into YouTube and you go and just try to figure out how to run ads on the Meta platform or LinkedIn, there's so many different methodologies around this. And we like to keep things simple here because we know that your time is valuable. And also, when it comes to where we are with these ad technologies, they're extremely powerful now when it comes to machine learning. They will work out the best copy. They will work out the best images to use in your ads. So before, you would maybe go and run 10 ads and you would have to go and see which one performed the best. What started to happen in the market now, they call us the 3-2-2 methods, where you have three images, two ad creatives, so two pieces of copy, and then two headlines, so it's like your call to actions. And basically, the platform will work out the best variation of all of these things. There's multiple variations, and it will start to run that one and it will go with the winner. So that 3-2-2 method works extremely well. It's extremely effective. And the cool thing with that is it's actually minimal work. You only have to come up with three images and you only have to come up with two ad copies and the two headlines. So there's a lot less work involved. Common pitfalls that we see with these ads. So the first thing, when we take our members through here at IT Rockstar, if they're planning to do it themselves, we will give them some templates when it comes to the ads. But we have seen in the past members where they will create their own ad copy and they'll leave huge gaps in the copy. So to give you an example of this, we had one member, Nigel, just recently. This is top of mind for me. He was just scratching his head. He came along to our weekly support session here at IT Rockstar that we run for our members. And he's, "I'm just not getting the leads, Scott. It's just not working for me. And the leads that I am getting," he had five. They were expensive. It was like he was paying like double what everyone else is paying for them. So we had a look at the ad copy and we realized what the problem was here. He was using his sister, who was like Miss Universe somewhere in the States. I'm not entirely sure where. But he was using that in the ad copy, which is cool. That was what the copy said itself. It said live webinar. That was the headline, live webinar exclamation mark. And unfortunately, that ad copy sucks because you really need to, from a marketing perspective, you need to have copy that's going to convert the prospect. So what's in it for them? A live webinar isn't really in it for them. However, if there were three practical tips that they could use in their business to avoid cybersecurity issues, breaches, something like that. So a benefit-driven headline is going to work much better. So it's worth putting in the thought into the ad copy. It's going to reduce your cost per lead. The other one here is a poor offer, okay? We've seen some amazing lead magnets. I know one in particular that works really well that we share within our membership right here at IT Rockstars. I don't want to give away too much information, but if you have the wrong offer on your ad copy, it's just not going to convert correctly. You're not going to get the clicks. And we're in a privileged position because we see so many ads here at IT Rockstars. We know what works and we know what doesn't. So you really have to watch out for your offer and what you're actually offered as part of the lead magnet, as part of the webinar, whatever it is that you might be offering, how that's structured. And then the third one that I've got here is overcomplicating. We all love to do this as MSPs. And because we're using software tools, we can make it really complicated. And what I would say with this, and I cover this more in the next video, is start off simple. Keep it as simple as possible. It's like an MVP. Just get the first one set up and running. Don't start buying into lots of technology that you need. If you're doing like a webinar, Teams has a webinar function. Don't go be buying Zoom licenses and creating landing pages and all this type of stuff. It's just not worth the hassle. So it's one thing that we see is overcomplicating things. So in the next video, I'm going to be covering how to make this sustainable, okay? So like you go and run a lead gen ad to one of these lead magnets. Great, you're going to get some leads. But how can you actually make this sustainable? So month after month, you're growing a marketing flywheel. You're growing what I call the power audience that you can leverage over time. So I'm going to cover that in the next video. If you like what you've seen so far, you can click the button below. One where you can join our membership, or we can do this together. We can set you up for the process of building your first lead gen ad and with the right lead magnet and the right copy and all that good stuff so that you don't make mistakes. Or if you want us to manage the whole thing for you, you can schedule some time in my calendar if you really got questions in my calendar or on the link below. Anyway, I'll see you in the next video where we'll be covering sustainable long-term growth for your MSP. So we're not just trying one thing and then switching to another. Anyway, take it easy. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.